Hey, this is Joshua Drew, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. I'm here with a bite-sized edition of Bits and Bytes, where we have 2 minutes to bring you insight on technology, along with some information for you to go deep. This time, we're going to continue to look at TypeScript and how we can add it to an existing project, specifically an Angular project. So I have a demo website that's built off of AngularJS, a couple different pages, and you can see some of the pages have some simple JavaScript action on them. Next, I'm going to flip over to my code in Visual Studio Code Editor, and the first thing I'm going to do is add the tsconfig with the compiler options. Then I'm going to configure my task runner so eventually I can build my TypeScript into JavaScript. I'll update the build arguments later on with proper file names, but if I open up the main Angular file, you can see that IntelliSense doesn't know about all the types within that library. Let me start by creating a new TS file, and I'll start declaring my Angular module, and you'll see my editor doesn't know any of the types that are within Angular. But that's okay, because I haven't told the TypeScript compiler about any definition for this Angular library. So let me start by adding a folder called typings, and then I'm going to create another folder called AngularJS. The Angular folder will hold a file, a DTS file, which is a definitely typed file which has all the definitions for the Angular library. Let's go to the definitely typed GitHub to find that. So I'll find the Angular library, and I'll click on the raw output of that. I'll just copy that and put that in my angular.d.ts file. What this is going to do is provide an Angular definition file to help the TypeScript compiler fully understand the library. As you can see, we are getting an error regarding a jQuery library. We can go back to the definitely typed repo and find that particular type definition file and copy it into our project. The repo has hundreds, if not thousands, of popular JavaScript libraries that you can add to your existing project. Now, once those two files are added, we can now go back to our TS file, our main TS file that we were creating, and we can start creating our Angular module, and you can see the type definitions that are coming back through Angular. Now the TypeScript compiler will be able to interpret the Angular and jQuery libraries to perform validation against your code. And we're done. So that's how you can add TypeScript support to any project. So go over to these links, especially the GitHub repo, to find any definition files that you're using with your project, whether it's jQuery or even some other libraries that are built upon jQuery. There should have support for that as well. Thanks for another edition of Bits and Bytes, and we'll be back soon.